Blackwell Playhouse presents On the Level by John Upwood.
Good morning. Universal Customer Services. Please press 1 if you wish to purchase one of our products. 2 if you wish to complain about one of our products. Or 3 if you wish to speak to one of our agents. Thank you. We are now putting you through to one of our agents. You are in a queue. We will play you some music.
Good morning. My name is Kayla. How can I help you?
I want to complain.
Can I have your name, please?
Heather.
Hello, Heather. What do you wish to complain about?
My marriage.
Is that the standard model?
Yes, I think so.
How long have you had it?
27 years. I thought it was guaranteed.
I'm afraid there is no guarantee. What exactly is wrong?
It no longer gives me satisfaction.
There are two chief components in the standard model. Does one of them have a malfunction?
Yes.
Which one?
The other one.
That is usually the case. Normally the components function well on their own, but develop a faulty connection between them. May I suggest you have a close look at this aspect and come back to us if that does not solve the problem.
Well done, Kayla. That is training session 5 completed.
You're a right laugh, Heather.
There's a management job going on the 5th floor.
Pass the ball, pass the ball! Oh, they're useless. Just think of themselves. What did you say?
There's a management job going on the 5th floor. Full time, Brandon told me.
How did he hear about it first?
Management coffee morning.
You not there?
I'm too busy. Anyway, it's all men.
Ah, kick! Go for it! Oh, Mr. Gain. Don't want it, do you? Doesn't give you time to do the cleaning and tidying up the garden. Don't you realise it's a team game? There they go again, hanging on to the ball. Oh, what's for tea?
Good morning, customer services.
Thank you, sir. Glad to help. And a nice day to you too. Bye. Tea from the machine, Heather.
Oh, please. White, no sugar.
I know.
Hello, Mr. Brown. My name is Heather. I'm a customer services supervisor. What is the problem? Could you repeat that without using words that your mother would find offensive? Yes. Yes, that must be very frustrating. Have you experienced trouble with creasing before? I see. I do sympathise. No, I'm afraid I cannot come around and help you myself. Try again with the right temperature setting for the garment in question. There's a dial beneath the handle.
1T.
Wife's left him and he's never done the ironing.
Men. I would have told him where to put his iron.
Known in the trade as a vulgarian, noted for high pitch and generous use of profanity.
You should apply for that job on the 5th floor. You'd be ever so good. No one up there has a clue.
Brian isn't keen.
What's hubby got to do with it?
It's a team thing. We share the household duties. I do the cooking, the washing, ironing, cleaning and weeding. He mows the lawn, cleans the car and watches TV.
I suppose he has a full-time job.
Management.
But he's saying you can't have a full-time job.
He does like me at home.
What about you? Yes, you are through to a real person this time.
The new generation worked also having a few teething problems. An inadequate screw, grinding noises, that sort of thing. There's a surgeon called. Could use your staff in a holding operation, Heather, if you have a bit spare.
Throw your dirty washing our way, Brandon. We can cope.
Did you enjoy the music? Designed to soothe the troubled spirit?
The answers to most questions are on the Cola chart. Just read them out. And if it's too technical, you can stack up the calls for my men to handle.
We'll do our best.
Pleased to help, madam. Good day.
You missed the executive coffee morning again, Heather. Having your hair done?
Oh, I've got better things to do than listen to who got a birdie on the 9th or pulled out a bogey on the 18th.
Ear to the ground, Heather. Know what I mean? A big ears upstairs is moving on. That's why there's a vacancy on the 5th. Can't think who else is in the frame, can you?
You mean you?
Well, to be fair, it should be one of the supervisors. And darling Heather here is out 2 days a week. So that leaves yours truly. Besides, I don't think there's a powder room on the 5th.
Customer services, can I help you? Yes, we do handle complaints. Anything to iron out the creases in the garment of life.
I am sorry to hear that, madam. Give me a few details.
Oh, leave you to it, girls.
Yes, the new model is crap. You're quite right. We'll send you another one. Bye.
Kayla, did you follow protocol, listen to the complaint, repeat it in your own words and empathise before moving on?
Of course. Hey, I tried that with my friend Sharon last night. She said she wasn't getting enough, so I said, I know just how you feel. Let's go down to the club and find a couple of fellas.
Kayla, you're disgusting.
Do you want to see the sext one of them sent me? Look.
My God, I hope you didn't send him one.
Why not? Anything a man can do.
Not very ladylike.
Woo woo. Anyway, what I mean to say is that you should apply for that job. We don't want Brandon lording it over us, do we? What would that be like? You'd be far better at it than him. Give the place a shake-up.
I'm thinking about it. Well, there's no need to follow me into the kitchen, Brian. We can talk about it later.
The thing is, Heather, that everything is just right as it is. I mean, here we are in a nice home. My salary provides very well for us, and your part-time job gives you those little extras women like. I don't see why things have to change.
It's not about the money, Brian.
You're happy, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am, darling.
There we are, then.
I think the call centre needs a different approach. I want to try out my ideas.
A woman's touch? Touchy-feely kind of thing?
Common humanity.
Mike Place keeps banging on about that stuff. They say they want men to have 50% of the management jobs. What they mean is that they'll ignore seniority and get women into jobs they may not even be qualified for. Why?
Forgive me, Brian, but I'm never quite sure what it is that you do.
Management? I've told you often enough.
What exactly do you manage? What would happen if you weren't there?
Oh, chaos, my dear, that's what. I steady the ship, make sure everyone is doing their jobs, handle their concerns, responding to challenges, responsibility. Not everyone can handle that.
Do you change things?
Good Lord, no. That's the whole point. I make sure everything is done as it always has been. The system works, you see. It's like here in our little home. Why change things when they're perfect?
I envy you sometimes. You have a very contented life.
Yes, I do. And sorted, and you have no small part of that, my pet. One of the team.
I am going to apply for that job, Brian. But it won't affect you. I would still do the same jobs in the house.
Oh. Right, I'm sure. Okay. But think about it. It's a risk. Changing things. Just change one thing and you can't predict where it might stop.
Do you know anything about this, Kayla?
Wait. You do have a service contract, I see, sir. I'll put you through to our service call administrator. What is it, Brandon?
Heather, I've just heard that she's applied for that job.
Has she? Oh, good for her.
It won't do her any good, wasting everyone's time. I mean, she's a...
Yes?
Part-timer. I've got my interview tomorrow. If they make me your manager, I'll see you all right. You'll be working under me then. Know what I mean?
I think I get the drift.
Oh, do you? Do you fancy a drink after work? About 6? I could interview you, make sure I give you the right position.
I know the position I want, Brandon.
Oh, right. Heather, what did personnel have to say?
Can I help you, Brandon?
I was wondering if I could borrow your communication training module. One of the lads has a bit of a problem.
He's not the only one. Here you are. This is the one. No copyright. Yes.
Glad to pick up ideas, me. No matter the source. Seeking improvements. Did I tell you? I'm taking up golf. Now that Big Ears has gone, they'll be needing someone to make up a corporate team for the charity golf match.
Have you played before?
No, but it's not for 3 months. There's plenty of time to learn. Now, Heather, have you thought about all the ramifications?
Oh, I imagine it will mean taking a couple of days a month off, team building in the